It's Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Bloomer man and two others killed in a crash in northern Minnesota. The body of a Grantsburg man found after a fire Saturday morning. Landlord-tenant issues topped state consumer complaints in 2023. And measles cases are cropping up, say health officials. Good afternoon, I'm News Reporter Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Bloomer man and two others were killed in a crash Sunday morning in northern Minnesota. The Minnesota State Patrol said a westbound Chevy Silverado collided head-on with an eastbound Ford F-150 on Highway 1 west of North Ome, Minnesota. The driver of the Silverado, 24-year-old Riley W. Scheidecker of Bloomer, was killed. Passengers 26-year-old Dalton Johnson of Menominee and 26-year-old Thomas Johnson of Bloomer were not wearing seatbelts and had life-threatening injuries. A third passenger, 26-year-old Levi Holum of Bloomer, was wearing a seatbelt and had non-life-threatening injuries. In the Ford F-150, the driver, 27-year-old Joseph M. Carlson of North Ranch, Minnesota, and passenger, 27-year-old John C. Carrazzo of Shoreview, Minnesota, were both killed. A man was found dead after a house fire in Burnett County early Saturday morning. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said 56-year-old Bradford Mack of Grantsburg was the victim. Grantsburg and Siren Fire Departments responded to the fire reported just after 5 a.m. Saturday on Larson Road in Grantsburg Township. The house was fully engulfed in flames. The cause of the fire and nature of Mack's death was not reported. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection releases its list of top consumer complaints for 2023. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Landlord-tenant issues were the number one complaint last year, with more than 2,200 filed on issues ranging from security deposit returns to unauthorized entry. Telemarketing came in at number two with 1,276 complaints regarding robocalls, phishing, and imposter scams. And home improvement complaints rounded out the top three, with top issues being poor quality of work, billing disputes, and improper installations. In 2023, the DATCP received more than 10,000 written complaints, and over $3.3 million was returned to Wisconsin. Wisconsin consumers and deposited in the general school fund. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Voters in some states will be casting ballots in new congressional districts this year as a result of court rulings. Since the 2022 elections, U.S. House districts have been redrawn in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and North Carolina. New York could be next. A court has given a bipartisan commission a February 28th deadline to release a revised plan for the state's congressional districts. The result of the redistricting in southern states could be a net gain of at least one seat for Republicans, but that could flip to Democrats' favor depending on how New York's districts are redrawn. Republicans hold a narrow House majority over Democrats. Litigation over congressional districts is also lingering in Arkansas, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wisconsin. Measles cases continue to crop up in the U.S. Here's what to know. Bob Haig takes a look.
Dr. Stephanie Schauer is with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Measles is a very serious disease, but we're fortunate that we have a vaccine that's both safe and effective.
It's easy to check your vaccination status online through the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. The vaccine has been hugely effective.
In 1963, and that's the year that the measles vaccine was licensed, Wisconsin had over 68,000 measles cases and 19 deaths.
The CDC notes cases often come from unvaccinated or undervaccinated people who travel overseas, then return home and spread measles. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.